This is Jay Sekulow. The president-elect prepares for transition, and the Senate very close with the Republicans and the Democrats.
My friends, we have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly.
If there is anyone out there who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
I wish Godspeed to the man who was my former opponent and will be my president.
It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You know, as I'm analyzing the situation, I'm telling you, I'm not so sure that the problem is really the White House with President-elect Barack Obama, but the Congress and the House and the Senate could make it even so difficult on issues like abortion, on marriage, on the issues like stem cell research for embryonic stem cell. The cultural clash with the Senate and the House is going to be huge. And Jordan, you're doing an analysis right now. Races are still out there, and it is razor thin in a lot of these contested ballots now.
And that Oregon race with Senator Gordon Smith now trailing. He's the Republican senator and trailing big. The votes, you know, Oregon does only mail-in ballots. You don't actually vote on Election Day in Oregon. You just vote by mail. So they're only about 75% of the way through the counting. We may not know till the end of the today or tomorrow, but it's looking now like that could be another seat for the Democrats,
which means 57?
They would be at 57 to 49 with two independents. And also, you've got these moderate senators as well who are right on the edge. The very moderates who are right on the edge of could be switching parties. People have talked about that with Susan Collins out of Maine.
And of course,
on abortion and things like that, these are, quote, moderate Republicans who have more pro-abortion, pro-choice tendencies.
Of course, when it comes to judicial nominations, they're not going to be particularly helpful either. Folks, here's what we got to do. This is going to be a significant issue we're facing as a country. I'm talking about whether it is Proposition 8, by the way, which passed, which I'm not surprised, even though California went blue, went for Senator, now President-elect Barack Obama, the citizens of California voted overwhelmingly to make sure marriage state is a relationship between one man and one woman. Well, what's happened today? The ACLU has filed suit. I just emailed our staff saying we better get ready to file briefs in that case. At the same time, they're talking about the Fairness Doctrine. We're hearing discussions also in the media right now about the Freedom of Choice Act. All of this, of course, will be originating from the United States House and the Senate. So we've got to, you know, and there will not be a conservative firewall the way we're used to it, which means our work in Washington is going to be even more critical. So there's a lot, I mean, tremendous amount going on here, and we've got to realize something. This is a fight, Jordan. You're involved heavily in the political process in our government affairs office. This is going to be a real challenge.
It is. I mean, we're looking now at Minnesota. It looks like Norm Coleman has held off.
But barely.
Al Franken, but I mean, just by a little bit. And, of course, Al Franken was not taken as the most serious candidate at first, so you wonder there if someone else would have run. If that seat would have been in more danger. But we'll see whether or not that's going to go to a recount. In Georgia, there's going to be a new vote, a runoff election on December 2nd, I believe. Now, you know Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to be going down to Georgia and spending time as president-elect and vice president-elect. The question is, will John McCain and Sarah Palin, who did carry Georgia, go down for Senator Chambliss as well, who's a Republican?
Yeah.
But how strong will Barack Obama be there turning out a more Democrat vote where, even though Saxby Chambliss had a very big margin in Georgia, and we've got a lot of Georgia listeners, it did not get over 50%, and you never know what's going to happen with recounts.
Folks, here's what we're doing. We decided that because of the political situation and what's now at stake for the country, everybody that's listening to us needs to know what the Constitution of the United States says, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, our foundations of freedom. We're offering it to you. Please call and get this for you and your family. You need to know what the Constitution says about the role of government. It's a very, very important booklet we put together for you. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your copy of Foundations of Freedom. You can also get updated information, by the way, we're posting at aclj.org. But everyone that's listening, go to your phones right now. Get Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. This is going to be some ride with the House and the Senate, and pretty much looks like going to be almost a filibuster, possibly filibuster-proof Senate. This means the job of the American Center for Law and Justice, by the way, is all the more important. We are arguing. I'm arguing next week at the Supreme Court of the United States, the Ten Commandments case out of Utah. By the way, that's our TV special this weekend. We encourage you to be watching that on our networks. Go to ACLJ.org for that. Proposition 8, which succeeded in the redefinition of keeping marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman, now being challenged by the ACLU. Lawyers for the ACLJ working on briefs on that case. There is a tremendous amount going on politically, a tremendous amount going on legally. We're taking your calls, as I said, but I want to encourage everybody that is listening. I really am convicted that we need to understand what the Constitution says about our form of government, because I think it's going to be challenged. So everyone that's listening to me right now, at least write the number down and call us and get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom so you have the Constitution for you and your family. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Jordan, let's go to the phones. Before we do any additional, we got an email from Than Bennett that it looks like Oregon's pretty definitely going for the Democrats,
right,
on that one.
That would put the Democratic majority at 57 in the U.S. Senate, only three away from that filibuster proof. And it looks like we're at a place where, again, we don't know what's happened in Alaska, which could put it at 58. And, of course, there you've got a situation where even if Ted Stevens was to win, he may not be seated, then there'd be another election. It could remain Republican, so we'll see what happens there. In Georgia, there's going to be a runoff on December 2nd. You never know what will happen in runoffs. Nope. Even though Saxby Chambliss had a very good margin, just couldn't get to that over 50% because of an independent who was running.
But you always got to be worried about people willing to come out and vote again.
That's
always tough.
With Barack Obama, who will be the president-elect, going into very popular urban areas within the Atlanta metro area, that could really add increased turnout. You know, you're not going to get the same kind of turnout for either candidate since it's a runoff election on December 2nd. In Oregon, looks like that seat has been lost. So in Minnesota, it was less than 1,000 votes, that Franken race. Now, out of 2.9 million votes, when they do recounts, there can be 1,000 vote shifts, and it was less than 1,000 votes. I think it was 600,
yeah,
something around there.
Right.
So when they recount those votes out of 2.9 million, that could shift as well, which could put it up to 58, maybe 59. And let me tell you something. If you're the Democrats at that point, you find a Republican
who's going to switch parties
for a leadership position.
I'll tell you something, folks. This is a battle of our lifetime on public policy and a whole host of issues, including the Freedom of Choice Act that they're going to be pushing forward, including the Fairness Doctrine, including the definition of marriage, including the fight for Supreme Court nominees when those become issues. It's going to be huge. Again, for the Constitution, call us and we'll get to send it to you right away, absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. To the phones we go.
Josh is calling from Maryland on line 3. Josh, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Josh.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Great.
Okay. All right. Well, first, I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
There, and I'm a member. I do support you all.
We appreciate that.
And I have a real quick question with the freedom of choice and also
yes.
hate crimes legislation, if that were to pass at a federal level, and also the ban on the marriage protection of marriage act, how in a future presidency within the next 4 years would that play out as far as if, would you say, Obama serves one term and there's only one Supreme Court judge
yeah.
that is elected?
Well, let me jump right in on there. If it depends on the case. You got to kind of take them one at a time. On the Freedom of Choice Act, I think, look, boy, Congress, you know, Congress has the authority to do it. So we'd have to just mobilize our government affairs team to defeat that legislatively. So that's that one. On the Fairness Doctrine, a little bit different. We would go into court and challenge the FCC's imposition of the Fairness Doctrine. I've already got lawyers working, some of our legal staff working on that literally as we are sitting here, because I think that's going to come up relatively quickly. So some of them are going to be legal. Some of them will be legislative. It's going to depend on the nature of it. And again, we're going to be increasing our visibility in Washington even more. Of course, we're right across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States, a block from the Capitol, next to the Senate office buildings. That staff and that team up there, they're going to be very, very busy, as you can imagine. And we'll keep everybody posted as we move forward. But Josh, some of them will be political. Some of them will be legislative. In other words, others will be judicial.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jeff from Nevada on line 6. Jeff, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you. Regarding the same-sex marriage in California,
yep.
I mean, the will of the people was overturned by the Supreme Court by 4 out of 7. And then I know that you appealed that they at least wait to allow marriages until the people were heard in November, and they would not do that. So what becomes of all the marriages that they forced through? And I understand that for some reason the state decision was not reviewable in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Correct. It was because there was no federal claim there. But go ahead. What's your question?
Well, now that we have this situation, can this go to the U.S. Supreme Court? What are we going to do with all these people that pushed through their so-called marriages?
Yeah, look, on the 18,000 that received marriage licenses, that's being looked at whether those will be valid or not. It may be that they're not recognized under state law going forward, but it may be during that short gap period, there's not a lot that can be done. But here's what's going to happen. Most of those people are residing in other states. Those are setup cases, a lot of them. And they're going to be used to try to challenge the Defense of Marriage Acts that are in the various states. So we got to prepare for that as well. You're going to see that happening. So then you've got the challenge today by the ACLU on Proposition 8, the constitutional amendment. They're challenging they're challenging the constitutional amendment, saying it's inconsistent with some other provision. So this is, and I'm saying this with all seriousness, this is the battle of a lifetime. But folks, let me tell you something. To fight these battles, I want everybody that's listening to us around the country to understand and to be educated on what the Constitution of the United States says. So you need to understand what the role of Congress is, what the role of the president, the role of judges in our system, in our republic. Here is the number. Get it today. It's very important that you have it. Everybody that's listening needs a copy of Foundations of Freedom. You need the Constitution. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, what's the latest on the political front? Any other developments? It's literally, folks, things are moving as we are here. Also, discussions right now of who the possible cabinet's going to be for Barack Obama. Not a lot of statements yet, but some interesting discussions.
Yeah,
anyway,
it does look like Rahm Emanuel will be the chief of staff for Barack Obama.
Tough politician
from Chicago. Very tough politician. A tough player, and with this kind of majority in the Senate and the House, someone who is going to push hard on legislation and has been able to get those results in the past. Pretty respected for how tough he plays and how willing and how far he will go. Past that, just some names that are being floated around. Interesting, Caroline Kennedy and some other Kennedys, Robert Kennedy as well, have been floated for some big positions. Caroline Kennedy for the UN ambassador, Robert Kennedy for the head of the EPA. He's been involved heavily in the environmental work. Governor Schwarzenegger as well, who's connected to the Kennedys, has also been floated as a possible secretary within the administration. Who knows? But Barack Obama has definitely got a list, an interesting list to choose from. He says he will bring in some Republicans, at least one. We'll see if that happens. We'll see who it is. And we just won't know until he makes those decisions, which I think we'll get to be discussing next week. The biggest cabinet spots are going to be the Treasury Secretary, of course.
Huge.
That's going to be major, the economy. And, of course, the big ones, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, where Colin Powell's name has now come up again. For Secretary of State, it's John Kerry's name, which is being floated up again. And the other one that we've got to look at, of course, is the Attorney General of the United States. Those are the four big ones going into this.
Yeah, thing. That's probably, they're looking at Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, who also was a deputy attorney general in the Clinton administration. So a lot going on there.
Let's go back to the phone. Major, he's calling from Oregon on line 5. Major, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
We
cannot. We're having a lot of trouble hearing you. We'll try to get back to you.
Let's go to Mabel calling from North Carolina on line 4. And Mabel, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mabel.
Hi. Thank you for taking
sure.
the call. My question is, or my concern is, I know that in the Bible we are to respect and honor our government.
Pray for those in authority, right.
I'm having a hard time with that.
Well, you got to do it. I mean, you know, I'm Mabel, I did it that night when President-elect was, when it was announced and declared, and he made a speech. You prayed for him and prayed for his family. Look, he's the leader of the free world. He's our president. And listen, on the policies I disagree, you know I'm going to fight and fight aggressively on every one of them. We've already talked about that today. But you have to pray for those in authority. That's the admonition. But go ahead.
Thank you. I understand that. And you've answered the question. I mean, I understand that his policies are what's evil and not particularly him. But I would thought, you know, they all go hand in hand.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think, you know, the president's one thing. I think we're going to have a fight in the Congress that's going to be unbelievable. I mean, just mammoth. And fortunately, we're located, I mean, right there on Capitol Hill. I mean, literally, we stare at the Capitol. We stare at the Supreme Court. We stare at the Senate office buildings. We'll be doing a lot more than staring over the next couple of weeks. I'll tell you that. We're going to make sure we're fighting and fighting aggressively for you and your family and our values, because they're going to be under attack in ways we've never imagined. Now, we're offering Foundations of Freedom. Jordan's going to let you know how to get it. You need to read the Constitution.
Yeah, you need to call us right now, folks. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address on a free booklet we've put together for you called The Foundations of Freedom. We're offering, again, absolutely free as our free gift to you to thank you for being involved and staying engaged in this political process and all these fights across the country and across the world. Call right now, 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line.
The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And, of course, we're offering you a booklet we think everybody in America needs to have, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. You need to know the way our government works because we're going to be, I'm sure, challenging a lot of the initiatives coming out of Washington. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Get a copy of this booklet that has the Constitution in it. You need to know how our government works, folks. Everyone that's listening to me needs it. Again, the phone number, 1-877-989-2255.
Leanne's calling from Kentucky on line 3. Leanne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi. I wanted to say I have the Foundations in Freedom. I love it.
Great.
And I also have a question. I know I voted for McCain, so I'm very, very upset election. I know the Democrats have the majority currently, but as far as pro-life and pro-choice issues in the House and Senate, who has the majority upper hand, and what does that mean for the face of abortion, and what can I do?
Jordan's here shaking his head saying it's going to be tough, but what
no,
do we have?
I mean, you've got in the Senate, we're looking at probably right now at least 57 senators who align themselves with the Democrat Party. Let me tell you, out of those 57, including the two independents, I don't think there's one who would be considered pro-life. Some are a little bit different, people like Harry Reid, who are not maybe as extreme on things like partial birth abortion. But would a Freedom of Choice Act pass? Yes. Would a Freedom of Choice Act pass through the House? Yes. What would that do if Barack Obama signed it, which he said he would? It would overturn partial birth abortion, the ban. It would overturn any federal restrictions that have been put through on abortion. Let me tell you, we will be able to fight this.
There you go.
But looking at this today, as we're looking at it right now, and in the House, it's always a little different, Leanne, but in the Senate specifically, this kind of legislation would pass, and I think it's very difficult in the House right now. But again, you've got to be able to work with those newly elected Democrats, many of who ran as moderates.
And pro-life.
And as pro-life, and make sure that they still vote the way they ran, which is they're going to get a lot of pressure from people like Nancy Pelosi to vote for legislation that they told their constituents they would not vote for. We have to be there to make sure that they vote the way they told the people they were running.
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further than what Jordan just said, and that's this. I don't think they're going to get to 60 in and of themselves. It doesn't look like they're going to get really close, which means we're going to have to hold the 40 very accountable, and our Washington, D.C. Government Affairs Office will do just that and work this on the legislative side, on the governmental affairs side, very aggressively. Then, as Jordan said, then you have to turn around and these newly elected Democrats, many of which, as Jordan said, ran as pro-life, moderate Democrats, these kind of more conservative Democrats. That's the ones who were winning, by the way. We got to work with them and make sure they stay firm on some of these issues. So a lot to work on here again. And listen, the other thing is, Barack Obama said when he was running that he wants to see abortions decreased in that context, and he wanted to reach out. We've got to make sure we can still talk with them and work on these issues and really sound the alarm when that alarm is ringing. And, folks, I'm ringing the alarm now because you already see in the news what I'm looking at. You've got pro-life organizations are already gearing up for a battle because of what they consider with the Freedom of Choice Act. On the marriage issue, already lawsuits in California, even though a constitutional amendment was passed. On the issue over embryonic stem cell, we're going to be fighting for the, really, to avoid the coarsening of the culture even further. So all of these issues are in play. And again, I want to encourage you, I want to implore you to get a copy of our Foundations of Freedom. You need to have this. You need to know what the Constitution says. The number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Nick from New York on line 2. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Hey, just a quick question.
Sure.
Maybe a different direction. Is this administration going to support Israel and our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq?
You know, depends how you define. I hate to play presidential politics on you. Depends how you define the word support. I think that President-elect Obama started getting his first real high-level national security briefings today. So he now realizes the scope of what we're dealing with, the people that are trying to kill us. Hopefully that will change and moderate some of his positions. I think it probably does. With regard to Israel, I think we're going to have to be vigilant. I will tell you this. This is new news to a lot of you. We are doing, as you know, a lot of work, in the Middle East. We are about to launch an office in Jerusalem. We think it's going to be that important. So that's about to open up in the first of the year. So, listen, our global resources, Nick, are being employed literally around the globe, including at the United Nations, where we're right now fighting on this organization of the Islamic Conference and their defamation of religion issue. Yeah, so all of this is playing right
now. There's some troubling information, you know, coming out. It was you've got Hamas congratulating an American president-elect. They congratulate Barack Obama. Their spokesperson are writing letters. Ahmadinejad today coming out and congratulating Barack Obama out of Iran.
Yeah, this isn't because they're being nice.
No, it's not. They're trying to get Barack Obama to stay with his campaign promises of talking with them, of speaking with them. Now, he pulled back on some of that later in the campaign, saying he would not necessarily speak. He would let members of the, you know, the State Department, other departments, speak with representatives of these governments. But let me tell you, these officials are going to be ready to dupe Barack Obama and his new administration into weakening America's guard and weakening our feelings about many of these terrorist groups and groups who support terrorism, which is something we're going to have to watch very carefully, and especially now the Organization of the Islamic Conference. And I guarantee you, whether it's true or not, these regimes and these governments think they've got a new ally in Barack Obama. Now, we don't know if that's true yet, but they do believe that. They think they've got a new friend. Hamas thinks they have a new friend. Ahmadinejad thinks they have a new friend. And I guarantee you the Organization of the Islamic Conference thinks they have a new friend for the first time in a long time in a United States president-elect.
And that's why we need to remind the president-elect and the cabinet and the House and Senate of the job of the president is to defend and protect the interests of the United States from all attempts to undercut it, both foreign and domestic. So the Constitution says. So we need to understand as citizens what the Constitution really means. So you need to get Foundations of Freedom so you can address these issues. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. George from California on line 4. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Yes, I was just wondering if you can straighten out this for me, but on Proposition 8, since it was passed right here in California,
yes,
and now the ACLU is, you know, kind of filing suit against it.
Not kind of. The lawsuit has been filed.
Okay, and then with Obama being our president now, and him pretty much going to be assigned the next judges on the Supreme Court, would they be able to overturn all of this, you know, like Proposition 8?
I think, I'll tell you this. I think, you know, we're going to do research and we're working on briefs right now. I just emailed our staff while we've been on air because all this is breaking. I think, look, the will of the people was, that's why you have a constitutional amendment. You can amend the Constitution to do this. They may try some federal constitutional challenge as well. That's the only thing that would reach the Supreme Court of the United States.
And let's go. Rahm Emanuel has accepted the job as chief of staff.
Breaking news here.
That just came out. So that's official. The first major appointment by Barack Obama to his new administration will be Rahm Emanuel. Let's go back to the phones. Erica calling from Washington on line 6. Erica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Okay, I was just calling. I want to thank you for offering the book on the Constitution.
Okay.
And I think it's very important for all of us to read. And the biggest thing is, as far as with the election goes, I'm not a fan of Obama, you know, but like you said, you know, we do have to pray for our leadership and stuff. And one of the things that I believe that, and you said it too, it's like with this new president, and I truly believe that the world is going to start getting into a little comfort zone.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's, it's always the, you know, they could have get a false sense of security, too, because you don't know how that's going to all play out in the end. And listen, I appreciate your call, Erica. We're out of time. Folks, as Erica just said, get a copy of Foundation of Freedom. Everyone needs the Constitution, the Declaration of the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence.
Call right now, folks, 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Very important that you do so, folks. We got a big Supreme Court case next week, which we'll be talking to you about. But call right now. Get your Foundations of Freedom absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's the number you call. Again, 877-989-2255.